This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
To Border, the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Voted on by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association. The award-winning Wendy's Big Show.
Let's get ready to rock. Let's get ready to go. Get set. Get up. Let's get it on.
The Wendy's Big Show.
Showtime, baby.
Where's the ball?
Showtime.
This is the Wendy's Big Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Badger and Packers running back Gary Ellerson, and the inventor of the Lambeau Leap, Leroy Butler.
Well, it's the Big Show. Yes, it's a big, bad show tonight.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, and you. On a green and gold Monday, live from the Lakeland University studios, online learning, 7 locations throughout the state. Learn on your terms, lakeland.edu. Tomorrow, Ross Tucker, Odyssey NFL insider. Looking forward to catching up with him. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to catching up with him. And part of the reason I'm looking forward to catching up to him is... I just want to see if he can believe what he saw this weekend. Not only with the Packers, just in general, Gary. The NFL playoffs, oh my goodness gracious, this weekend.
It's not going away, Steve. The NFL itself couldn't have put a better product for you on television. Look, just crazy.
Last weekend was horrible. So, I mean, they redeemed themselves this weekend. Because remember last weekend, we were talking about how they were blowouts, they weren't really good games, and so forth. And this week, in 3 of the 4 games, come down to essentially a last-second field goal or whatever the case was, and then Stafford drives them all the way down to send them to overtime. And oh my goodness!
Yeah. I don't know those people last weekend. I mean, those people may not be real football fans because they didn't understand what was going on.
I'm not going to make that proclamation. No, I'm not.
Football is just been great.
Stacey Dales was on 670 The Score earlier today from the NFL Network. And she was at the game, doing the game for the Packers-Niners game. So she was at Lambeau. And this is what she had to say about Rodgers.
He's now winless against the 49ers in the playoffs. He now has 10 playoff losses in total in his illustrious career. I don't know if this will affect the MVP race this season, but I don't even know which direction to go right now. I can't see him after the offseason that ensued this year. I just can't see him as a Green Bay Packer next year.
And I think that's probably where a lot of national folks are going to go, Gary, that it's not going to probably be a direction in which you're going to see talking heads on TV leaning towards, oh yeah, Rodgers is coming back. I think they're all going to go the same direction on this one. And I think the direction is going to be for the next month and a half is going to be he's out of there. There's no way he's coming back.
Yeah, and it feels like to me, though, that the Packers front office wants him back. Feels like to me that Matt LaFleur wants him back.
I'm not willing to beg. Yeah. I told you that Saturday night. I'm not going to beg for him.
That's what it feels like to me. So if that, it'll be up to him. He's already told you. I'll let you know. I ain't going to keep you holding out. I'm going to let you know by such and such a date. So he's already given them a timeline on when he was going to let them know. So the Packers right now are just sitting and waiting. He controls everything.
Yep. Let's go to Jay in Iron Ridge. You're next here on the Wendy's Big Show with Gary and Sparky. What's up, Jay?
Hey, guys. A couple callers touched on this earlier, but just thinking about football, it's become pro football. It's become, even though it's a team sport, it's become so superstar orientated with some teams, like the Packers. They've allocated a gigantic portion of their payroll to one guy, the quarterback. And so with that gigantic portion of the payroll comes a gigantic responsibility to take the team on his back. I was comparing that performance Saturday night with what I saw on Sunday in Kansas City. Josh Allen, even though in a losing effort, he played like a man insane. He took that team on his back in the second half and almost beat the Chiefs. It was an amazing performance, and that is what that type of money demands from Rodgers. Now, Rodgers doesn't have the same skills as Allen. He can't run the ball like he does, but those times, that's what the money is paid for. As much as I like Rodgers as a player, I think he's one of the greatest quarterbacks I've ever seen. He comes up short when they need him most. It's really sad.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. There's not much you're going to be able to do about it. But now the thing is going to be is if they decide, or if Rodgers decides he's going in another direction, while he may come up short, will the next quarterback even be able to get him to the dance? And that's kind of where this is going to play out here. And to Leroy's point earlier in the show, this division stinks. And the Bears are having to kind of rebuild this thing. The Vikings are having to kind of rebuild this thing. The Lions have been in rebuild for 100 years. So, I mean, it is a division that can still be winnable without a Hall of Fame quarterback. You have that going, I guess, to your side of things, Gary, at the end of the day, if indeed they decide or Rodgers decides not to come back and they have to start Jordan Love next year, I still think they'll be competitive enough to maybe compete for the division.
No, you're right. I just want to go back to what the caller said, though, too, real
Jay.
Quick. Josh Allen, right?
Yeah.
In a losing effort, he saw something out of Josh Allen, right? I think half America did. Like, they saw something in Josh Allen, even though he lost. We have yet to really see that in Rodgers in a losing effort like that.
I brought that up on Twitter last night, Gary. I said, I can't remember Rodgers being in a back-and-forth battle like that was with Josh Allen and Mahomes. Like, I don't remember one of those games.
Yes.
And people tweeted at me all the same game, Arizona 2009. I remember, and they lost in overtime at the end on a Rodgers turnover because it was a really high-scoring game.
Now, that was at Arizona?
Yep, correct.
And that's when he kicked off his foot or something?
Yeah, they had the issue at the very end. And so, I mean, that was a really high-scoring game. But outside of that, I can't remember another game or two where it was a back-and-forth game, I score, you score, whoever scores last wins. There haven't been a lot of those in his career.
No, there hasn't. There hasn't. That is a good one. That you saw him in that particular game, the eye of the tiger now. And that's what you saw out of Josh Allen in a losing effort.
And he was spreading it around more, too, if memory serves correct. Mike in Milwaukee, you're next on the Wendy's Big Show on a Green and Gold Monday. What's going on, Mike?
Hi, guys. I've been back and forth with my family and friends ever since Saturday night. And the way I tried to put it in perspective, as I said, you know, I was getting picked apart from them because I wanted to put blame on Rodgers. And I said, well, equate it to another sport. I said, if you look at a guy in basketball who averages 30 points a season every year, but then in the postseason only gets you 20, like, that's good, but it's not good enough, and it's not what you're accustomed to getting. Like, everybody expects Jimmy G to be bad, and he was. But you don't expect that from Rodgers. And, you know, I look back at the numbers. You take out that 75-yard play at the end of the half. They barely had 100 yards of offense after that opening drive and barely 20 yards passing in the second half. A team led by Aaron Rodgers should never have that happen. I don't care how good the defense is.
Okay.
So you're done with Rodgers too. Time to move on.
Okay.
I think it's time for him to go somewhere else, and I'll take my chances. I look at it and say, to me, for as good as he's been for his career, one ring isn't good enough, in my opinion.
Fair enough. Thanks for the call. Gary,
it's hard to win
I am blown away blown away by all this negativity towards 12. I'm amazed by all these people that are calling in going, I'm good, I'm done, screw it. I don't care what happens after this, but I'm done watching him. Like, I at the end of Favre, when he looked old and decrepit like and done against the Giants and was definitely the cold killing him in that game, in the conference championship game, I don't remember all this. Like, he's done, he's old, screw it, let's move on. There was none of that. People couldn't wait for the next year coming off a conference championship. This here is completely different. Like, before, I thought, if they break up with Rodgers, we're going to split Packer Nation, it's going to be ugly again. No longer. I no longer think that. It feels like the fans are ready for it.
Yeah, not like this, because, you know, and I tell you, whether you like, the Pat McAfee show hurt Rodgers in this, in the state of Wisconsin, because they don't like all that kind of stuff that he's doing there on that. And, but if you're doing it, you better back it up. You better get to the Super Bowl. You better win the Super Bowl. If you, all that stuff you're doing on Pat McAfee, talking about other folks, this, that, and the other, and you come off as like being like sort of self-centered, a little selfish. A lot of Wisconsin people, they're not built that way. They're not, and they see that. Now, they don't mind if you talk it, but if you're talking it, you got to walk it. And that didn't happen on Saturday night. And so I think that is what's going on right now at Rodgers. I think people have just kind of changed their minds. They've seen it. And I don't know, maybe it hurts so bad the way that they're losing because you're so close. They'd rather be done with that and start all over again.
All right, let's go to Nick. Listening on the
Steve. Oh, sorry. He's lost to who? Kaepernick and Garoppolo. Neither one of those guys are going to be Hall of Famers.
Absolutely not. No, you're right about that. Nick in Las Vegas, listening on the Audacy app, AUDACY. What's going on, Nick?
Hey, I just like to say I'll be 57 on Saturday, so I've seen it all. I've been to Lambeau Field 11 times. Aaron Rodgers, stat-wise, the best quarterback ever. I don't think he wants to go over 100 interceptions in his career. That's one thing. I don't understand the urgency in big games where he cannot run out of the pocket. He cannot run up the middle. He'll do it in September. He'll do it in October. Can't run up the middle for 6 yards, 8 yards, 12 yards to open up the offense. He can't do it. I'm tired of it. Every year they can go 13-4, whatever. The letdown every playoff year. I'd rather go 8-8, 9-7 next year with Jordan Love, who is not the answer. He is not the answer. Just like Alex Smith in Kansas City, he only took 1 year. Coach Reed said, out. We had enough. Alex Reed was good. So Jordan Love's not the answer for the future, but we do need change. And I'm just tired. He has no urgency. He has no urgency when it's a big game. Go ahead.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Just the diehard Packer fan, very disappointed in this year. This year was like, this put a dagger in my heart, especially my wife being a 49er fan from San Francisco.
So
you don't even understand. You don't understand what I'm going through. I mean, there was a time where we would take care of them in the 90s and, you know, in the early 2000s. But what happened? This guy disappoints me every year. I have two older brothers that are Jet fans, that are season ticket holders. They're laughing at me because they know how good he is stat-wise, but he doesn't have urgency to win a game.
It's interesting, the running aspect, I hadn't thought about. Nick, thanks for the call. He is kind of right. I mean, I don't really know what his numbers look like in the postseason. I've never went back and looked, so maybe the numbers are better than what Nick and I think. But he is right in the aspect that he definitely doesn't run as much in the postseason, or not at least as of late. And I don't know if that's a business decision. I don't know why you don't do that necessarily at the end of the day. But it does seem that way, Gary.
No, it does. I mean, it really does. And I don't know why either. You know, you go back to the Tampa game, right, last year, and you thought maybe he could have ran that where it went down to fourth down.
Yes.
You thought maybe he could have ran that and got it close where it had been like fourth and two.
Yep.
He chose not to do that.
Wide open in front of him.
Yeah, I'm not saying he would have scored. But fourth and two, LaFleur makes a decision. I think he goes for it.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. I forgot all about the Tampa Bay game, but you're right about that. Vin in Connecticut, you're next on the Wendy's Big Show here on the Odyssey app. Download it today, AUDACY. What's up, Vin?
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Good, man. How are you?
Hey, Vin.
And Gary, I'm glad you're on today, Nick. After listening Saturday night, I didn't even think you'd be on the radio today. You know, it's good to, good to hear from you.
Yeah.
But, I just want to say, too, I'm just dumbfounded because I listened to you. I was going to call Saturday night, but I didn't because I was aggravated at the same time, too.
Yeah, I get it.
So I'm like, I'm just so dumbfounded about how many people are down on Rodgers up there. I mean, honestly, I would go another year. I mean, let me ask you this, Chris. I was going to lead this off with on my last thing. Now, I thought the front office actually did him good this year with all the crap that they dealt with this offseason. Now, do you think, you know, to keep Devontae Adams there, to keep some of these pieces there, I know this isn't going to happen. I just want to lay it out to you. Do you think Aaron Rodgers would actually take a pay cut with them being over the cap? I'm just asking, do you think so or no?
Well, if he wants to stay, he has to. He can't stay and then say, I don't want to rebuild, but I want $50 million a year. Like, you can't make both of those statements and think they make sense.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. I'm just, if he really wants to stay, and if the relationship is really good now, I'm starting to think, I mean, I actually respected Goody this year, and I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, okay, they brought Randall Cobb in for, he did all these things, in-season pieces too. I'm like, I think you kind of owe it to him a little bit to take the pay cut. You can retain or tag Adams and just keep some of these pieces. Do you agree with me on that? Or
I would love to see him do like the NBA does, like an and-one deal. So
yeah,
you essentially you get this year, you extend him 1 year. That becomes a kind of like a mutual option year, or however you want to phrase it. And then going forward, he always has that option after every year. If he wants to leave, fine, we'll trade you. That's part of the deal. We'll talk after every year, but we're going to keep moving you a year to keep moving money to allow us to try and be as competitive as we can. Whether or not Devontae Adams does that, I don't know, because Devontae Adams hasn't hit the huge payday yet. Rodgers already hit it once. Now he's trying to hit it a second time. So I think that's more difficult for Devontae Adams to accept at this point, Vin. Thanks for the call. You agree with that, Gary?
Yeah, because, well, I don't know if Rodgers was going to take it, but you look at Mahomes right now, I think he's making $45 million a year. I think Rodgers right now is making 33. Rodgers is going to take all the money. I don't see him taking, now if he takes a pay cut, great, we know where he stands, but I think he's looking to get to $50 million a year.
All right, we'll continue taking your calls. James in Green Bay, Jim in Racing, Steve in Milwaukee. You guys are all coming up next here on the Wendy's Big Show live from the Lakeland University studio. If you want to hop aboard, feel free. Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. And we are fully in the middle of winter right now. Snow and the whole deal, and lots of good deals going on at Van Horn Automotive. $100 off tires and mounting package. Purchase four tires plus mounting and balancing, and get $100 off the entire package. Their winter maintenance package, tire rotation, balance, brake inspection, alignment, and coolant service for $199. And how about this, that Oil for Life deal they have over at Van Horn? You hear me talk about it all the time. You buy a car from Van Horn, they give you oil change and filter changes for life. Pretty cool. Now, even if you don't buy a car from Van Horn, you can buy into their Oil for Life program for $399. Explore Van Horn's 16 locations throughout Wisconsin and Iowa today at vanhornauto.com.
Border to Border, the Big Show Radio Network.
This might be the last time that we talk to you in a Packers uniform, maybe as an NFL player. 17 seasons. How do you define your legacy here?
Well, I don't know, Steven. It's raw right now, but very proud of what I've been able to accomplish here. Thankful, deeply thankful for so many years here in the organization and all the incredible teammates and coaches I've had over the years. That's part of the legacy, I think, the friendships and the memories on and off the field. But I don't know. You know, I'm still super competitive. I still know I can play at a high level. So it's going to be a tough decision, a lot of things to weigh in the coming weeks. But, man, just so much gratitude for this city and this organization and such a long career here that I'm proud of and really thankful for all the men and women that work here and the men I've gotten to cross paths with coaches and players over the years.
There he is, Aaron Rodgers, talking about legacy after the game on Saturday night. It's the Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh, live from the Lakeland University studio. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Allerson. Make sure to check out Gary and Leroy tonight with Dennis Krause, Spectrum News 1. starting at 7 o'clock tonight. It'll be a very entertaining show as always. Don't forget, pick up a Frosty key tag at Wendy's for just $2, and you can use it all year to get a free junior Frosty with any purchase. Proceeds help support adoption. More love for the children, more frostiness for you. Get your Frosty key tag today for just $2 at Wendy's. Offer valid until New Year's Eve of 2022. Every $2 tag sold will benefit the Dave Thomas Foundation for adoption. Let's go to James listening on WDUZ. Better call Eversol after the big show. What's going on, James?
Hey, a couple thoughts here, and then I also have an intriguing thought for the offseason. I think Matt doesn't get judged harshly enough for the decisions that he made because he has such a good regular season record, 13 wins in all three seasons, and specifically the decisions in the game where starting Billy Turner over Yash and then not adjusting that offensive line when they could see they were clearly getting whipped up front. And if A.J. Dillon, which it looked like to me was going to be a very big part of that offensive game plan because him and Jones were playing a lot of together in the backfield there. What's he doing? I understand special teams is no good, but what's he doing on special teams? Because I heard that's where he got hurt.
Fractured his rib. Yep.
So what's he doing on special teams then? If he was, especially in a game like this when it's cold weather, you're expecting bad weather, he's your pounder, what's he doing covering the kickoff?
Desperation. Desperation, James. Desperation. That's all it was. They were trying to fix it as best they could without having to use, you know, Davante Adams of the world. And he was one of the guys that was, I'm sure, volunteered to go run down there and do a job that others apparently couldn't do.
Apparently not. Exactly. But it did hurt in the long run. The other thing I'll say about Aaron is, and I had called in last week and you said, what did you learn or something? And what did you worry about? And my point was, I thought Aaron had to play great the whole time for us to win. He didn't have to play great on Saturday. All he had to do was be great for one or two drives, and we would have won that game. But he couldn't do it. And then when Jimmy G had to be great, Jimmy G put the ball right in the numbers, and the Niners got field goal in, and they won the game. My intriguing thought on the offseason, though, is let's say we move on from Aaron. Our offensive line is young. Elton Jenkins is a key to that. We played all year without David Bakhtiari. What about trading him?
Well, let me look up at his contract information here. James, thanks for the call. Let me see what it looks like. I'm not opposed to it. I never thought I'd say that. The reason I'm not opposed to it necessarily is because this is going to be a full rebuild anyhow. So at this point, it's not like you're a Super Bowl team next year if Jordan Love is at quarterback, or at least that's not what you're thinking going into it. The man hasn't played a full season. I don't know how you can expect him to take a team to a Super Bowl at this point. David Bakhtiari's numbers, you're not going to get rid of him this year, but you can get out of his contract after next year. This year, if you want to get rid of him, dead cap number of $39.3 million. The dead cap number after next season falls to only $17.5 million. So if you wanted to get out, you could. But you would have to do it after the 2022 season. And in fairness, Gary, you want him to be healthy for a full season to raise his trade stock because he would have 2 years left on his deal if you moved him after next year.
All right, let's go back to what he said real quick. I get with you on that. Billy Turner, you and I both talked about. That was a head scratcher for me.
Didn't like it.
Let's go to number one head scratcher that he didn't even play. Okay, so which leads you to the back to where they played him in Detroit. And the knee didn't respond. That's the only thing that I could think of that maybe there's some swelling got in, some fluid, didn't respond. He's probably got to have another surgery. Okay.
Horrible.
Then you get to the decision that you made. I don't know. I might have went back with Yash Nyman on that.
But Billy Turner at right tackle and be done.
We saw Billy Turner last year at left tackle.
Yep.
He played well for a couple of games, but eventually it just didn't work out for him. So I would back when Yash, you had you. But still, to me, that's not why he lost.
And Patrick at right guard wasn't anything great either. And Patrick had been at center, and they moved Royce Newman out to put Patrick out there at right guard, and then you put Dennis Kelly out there at right tackle. It's not why they lost, but people are going to nitpick this thing as we talk about this game.
That's what I'm doing right now.
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing right now. I'm nitpicking. I'm other than 12, what else would I would have done? Well, the offensive line, maybe I would have done that differently, but that's not why they lost.
Let's go to Steve in Milwaukee. You're next on the Wendy's Big Show with Gary and Sparky. What's going on, Steve? What do you got to vent about?
Yeah, I just think the Packers fans need to wake up and smell the coffee. The receivers, other than Adams, are, I don't want to say garbage. They're probably nice people, but not the NFL is not worried about them. Double Adams, you got one running back, one quarterback. You don't win in playoffs like that. You just don't. You get by in the regular season with that, but once they focus in, you got nothing coming.
So you think guys were not open, Rodgers didn't miss any open receivers throughout the game?
I don't know. I didn't watch all that, but I know it's very hard for them to get open.
I think, Steve, I don't know if you're on social media or not, but I think as the days progress here, today and tomorrow, and these everybody starts diving into all 22 film, I think you're going to be seeing a lot of video of guys running wide open when he didn't hit him. He himself admitted in the postgame press we played earlier that he missed Alan Lazard wide open when he lobbed that ball up for Davante Adams, jump ball between two defenders, and that it was wide open in the middle field, 20, 30 yards downfield, Gary, and he just flat out missed him. And I highly doubt that was the only guy
that's
that he missed
the
in the game.
One.
Right.
That's yeah, not the only one.
That happens in a game, though, even with Allen and the other quarterback in KC.
But, Steve, if you're saying he doesn't have receivers, then you're saying those guys can't get open. But if they were open and correct, he locked into Davante Adams, regardless if they were open or not, that's on him.
I agree with that.
That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying they're great. I'm not saying they're Pro Bowlers next to Davante Adams. They're not. Thanks for the call.
Correct.
Before we start going into the, well, he doesn't have enough aspect of life, let's go back and see if those guys actually were open in times where he tried to throw a ball to Davante Adams. The one ball he threw to Davante Adams, the receiver and Davante were running stride for stride down the right sideline. He threw the ball in the dirt. What, 2, 3, 4 yards in front of the DB and the wide receiver, him and Davante?
Yeah, he was off. He was off, Steve. He was off that game. I don't know how anybody could not see that. He was off.
Definitely.
He wasn't right.
Definitely was not on. I'll tell you that much. The Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648. You can also tweet us at Big Show Network. And I would say a million tweets, but that's probably overstating it a little bit because we've had a bunch of tweets that have come in. But wide spot tweets at Big Show Network. I personally was ready for Favre to be gone after retiring and changing his mind. Rodgers' comment about rebuilding tells you all you need to know about his commitment to the Packers. His commitment is to his legacy. And that's wide spot tweeting at Big Show Network. I don't necessarily disagree with that. Braun tweets at Big Show Network. Not Ryan Braun, as far as I know. He says, bye-bye. It's always somebody else's fault. Hall of Fame regular season quarterback just can't get it done in the postseason. He somehow reverts to playground mentality in the playoffs. Pack have a young nucleus, so it's not all doom and gloom. That's Braun tweeting at Big Show Network. Well, there's going to be a lot of pieces to pick up, depending on what this roster looks like at that point. And if Rodgers and Adams are both gone, there's going to be a lot of relying on inexperienced draft picks to learn throughout the season and be ready to go by the end of the season if this ends up being a playoff team, because those players are going to have to play, Gary. These guys are going to have to play
they
draft. They're going to have to play.
Yeah, they are. They are.
It may be rough early, but they're going to have to figure it out.
Well, I expect for some growing pains there.
Correct.
They are. They're going to be.
Yep. Let's go to Jim in Racine. You're next on the Wendy's Big Show here on the Big Show Radio Network. What's up, Jim?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I got 2 points and then a quick general comment on Aaron Rodgers. First, I agree completely with James a couple callers ago about Yosh Nyman. I was screaming at the start of my game, what the hell are you putting Billy Turner out there for, when that line all season had pretty well kept Rodgers clean, and they faced a bunch of tough passers. I mean, he kept Aaron Donald off of them. They barely touched them that game. So that was a head scratcher, and I wish somebody would ask LaFleur why he did that and messed with the offensive line, because that was the most pressure he was under all year. Not an excuse; he didn't have a great game. Second point, it's a whole team loss. I mean, everybody can blame Aaron Rodgers, but if these dummies on special teams, they've known about this all season, for seasons in Green Bay, our special teams suck. Now if they learned how to block, two guys up the middle, block field goal right up the middle, 3 points gone right there, 40-yard field goal.
Even with Crosby
struggling, I had faith he'd hit 40-yard field goal. 3 points there. Okay, then you're up 13 to 6 or 3 or whatever it was at the time, 10 to 3. Then you let a block punt right up the middle score a touchdown. They couldn't even score a touchdown. The only part of the Packers that has no blame is that defense. They held them to 6 points. You can't put that block punt on them. And so,
but Jim, think about it. If I would have told you,
no excuse, no excuse. It's been like this for years. LaFleur knew about it all year. He mentioned something last week, and you let 10 points basically gone on special teams. And
well, then this is the thing,
I'll listen to you, and I got a quick thing on Rodgers after.
Jim, this is the thing. If last week on this show, we would have said, all right, guys, Packers get 10 points in this game against the Niners, they win or lose, everybody's going to say they're going to lose. Nobody thinks they win with just 10 points on offense. There's nobody that would have called in and said, oh, yeah, they'll shut them out. They'll win 10-0, Sparky. I can't imagine it. I think everybody has said they're definitely going to lose if they only get 10 on offense, regardless of what the special teams do.
They would have had 13, though, with the field goal if it wasn't blocked.
Well, so be it.
Even that, I wouldn't have expected them to win. But with the performance that defense played, 13 would have won. It would have been 13-6 if you don't get the block punt for a touchdown.
After we saw it, yes.
Even if they got another field goal. And then quickly on Rodgers, I don't want to take your whole time. To quote the song from Cinderella, don't know what you got till it's gone. All you morons, people that are bashing Aaron Rodgers, he had a bad game. He didn't have a horrible game. He didn't have a great game. But not everything was his fault. But you people, I'm going to use a Garyism there, you're going to realize it when he's gone and you don't have somebody that can read the defenses, draw teams offsides, you know. When you miss the playoffs for 4 or 5 years in a row with Jordan Love, sorry, bud. I mean, I've seen enough of his horrible, horrible play. You're going nowhere with this guy. So all these people that are wanting Aaron Rodgers out the door, I want to hear back from them next year.
So let me ask you this. No. Real quick.
Or whatever.
Okay, fine. Say that happens. 6-11. Say that's the truth. So you rather win 14, 13 games through the regular season and get bounced every year first round of playoffs. Is that what you'd rather have?
No, of course not, but I'd rather have Aaron Rodgers because I'm figuring one of these years.
Right, exactly. Okay. He's figuring one of these years he'll break through and get back to the Super Bowl. You're right.
I actually think that him and Gutekunst kind of repaired their relationship, and I think I'm not going to say the receivers weren't open because I haven't seen it either, but I think one solid number two wide receiver to take a little pressure off of Devontae if you keep both of those guys, or maybe a tiny upgrade at tight end, depending on how Tonyan's knee is.
Right.
I mean, you don't have to go out and sign the top wide receiver, but just a veteran, not as old as Cobb. I love Cobb, but I think he's done.
Got you, Jim. We got to roll, man. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. We got to get to a break. But, yeah, again, I would rather have Rodgers as well next year. No question. I'd rather try and figure out a way. But I'm not begging them like they did last offseason. That I'm not willing to do a second time. When the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. After every Bucks win, stop by any participating Wisconsin Wendy's for a free small frosty, chocolate or vanilla. This offer is only good for 24 hours after win, so act fast. When the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's.
Wisconsin-wide, the Big Show Radio Network.
They all hurt, and each team has opportunity to make a run. I really felt like with Z coming back, with Whitney out there, with Jaw out there, and the possibility of Dave coming back, that we truly had a Super Bowl caliber team. In other years, it feels like sometimes you need things to go your way, but that didn't feel like this season. Felt like getting these guys back and the way we were playing on offense and the way we could play on defense with those guys, and obviously they played excellent tonight, you just felt like this was a team that could really win it and didn't need a bunch of things to go their way. We just needed to make the plays and in all three phases. And then one of the phases played excellent. We didn't have a great night, and obviously special teams didn't either.
There he is, Aaron Rodgers, talking of the Packers lose 13-10, bounced from the playoffs. Packers season is done. Is Rodgers' career in Green Bay done as well? That we won't know probably for at least another month or so, it appears. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson. It is the Wendy's Big Show. Get a better breakfast at Wendy's. Buy any breakfast sandwich and get any size drink and a Wendy's cup for free. Coffee, soda, frosty chino, chocolate or vanilla. Get your free drink when you buy a Wendy's breakfast sandwich today. Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours. Let's see, where are we going next? Let's go to Marquise in Franklin. You're next here on the Wendy's Big Show with Gary and Sparky. What's up, Marquise?
Hey, what's up, guys? This is my first time calling.
Well, don't be a stranger, Marquise. Don't be a stranger.
I know, man. I've been listening to this for a while. So I have a comment about Aaron Rodgers, right? I love him. He's very talented. But let's put this idea in perspective. If Shanahan can win a game with Garoppolo, just maybe if we get Jordan Love, Matt LaFleur can create some plays, easy throws, to take us farther in the playoffs. Maybe not Super Bowl, but maybe we can win some games. I just don't like people not giving Jordan Love the chance.
Well,
I know the guy looks bad, you know. And, of course, we don't want to lose Aaron Rodgers, but I think Matt LaFleur can adjust to the talent that's available on the team.
Yeah, and I said it earlier, Marquise, thanks for the call. This is why Murphy hired him, I think, was for after Aaron Rodgers, Gary, and the offense that he sold Murphy on what he wanted to run with a different quarterback that's probably not a Hall of Fame quarterback.
Right. They saw that. They saw that in McVay, right? They saw that in Shanahan.
For sure.
And they swatted when they picked him on that tree. I mean, with Shanahan, they knew that he didn't have a Hall of Fame quarterback that was helping that team win. They knew that Jared Goff wasn't a Hall of Fame quarterback before they went and got him. And so, yeah, you're right. It was after Rodgers, but also they wanted someone to redevelop a new offense for Rodgers because they thought everything had gotten stale with Mike McCarthy. So actually it was twofold, but most certainly he will be judged. Well, they will judge him on this next guy, whoever this quarterback will be, if it's Jordan Love.
Let's go to Charlie in Elk Cove, Wisconsin. You're next on the Wendy's Big Show with Gary and Sparky. What's up, Charlie?
Yeah, hi, gentlemen. If everybody wants to throw Rodgers under the bus, I got no problem with that, all right?
Yeah.
But I'm sitting here watching the game, all right? I'm doing it slow motion. I only got the TV replay, okay? I don't know what you guys get to watch. But so far, I've counted Rodgers, and I'm just about – I got 33 seconds to go left in the third quarter. From what I saw, he probably missed three guys that he could have altered a throw to. Okay? So all these people that are talking about receivers didn't get open, and yes, he did miss Lazard. He even admitted to that.
Sure did.
Okay?
Yep.
But don't – you know, you don't – and Gary, you know this. Being down on that field and you're running the ball, you don't see where that hole opens up all the time. Okay?
No, that's a whole different deal, bro.
He's looking, and if you watch his eyes, he's looking for who's the number one, and he goes to the number two. And there's times that those guys are not getting open. And the special teams was atrocious. I've been telling my friends since week two that they should have fired that special teams coach.
Okay.
But yeah, Maurice traded. I think everybody's on board with that. But again, like I said earlier, Charlie, thanks for the call. I think it's very hard for a coach to fire an assistant coach without the GM kind of forcing that issue for you to do it, because in most cases, the head coach is the one making the decision on who's on his staff, Gary. And there's a loyalty.
Yeah, we're not arguing about Maurice Drayton. That's not even a debate.
Right, but we all agreed they weren't going to fire him during the season. That's all I'm saying.
No, not going to happen. They'll run you out of the NFL. You do some stuff like that. You never get a head coaching job again. So it's one of those unwritten rules. But Rodgers got to read the defense. He's good enough to do that. He knows if Devontae is double coverage, then this is what's going to happen. The guy is smart. He knows that like the back of his hand.
No question about it. All right, we'll take a quick timeout, come back, try sneak another call or two in. It's the Wendy's Big Show live from the Lakeland University's. Packers lose 13-10. Still, people frustrated and wanting to vent a little bit, and we're here for you on the Wendy's Big Show.
You're listening to the Big Show Radio Network.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh tomorrow. Ross Tucker, Odyssey NFL insider, Westwood One radio analyst, joins us in the first hour of the show like he does every Tuesday. Ryan Wood, Green Bay Press Gazette, Packers beat writer, joins us to lead off hour number two. You want to talk about a dude that was stunned? Go back and read his tweets. He was stunned that this whole thing played out the way it did against the San Francisco 49ers. Looking forward to catching up with Ryan Wood tomorrow. Take some more calls here. Chip in Wauwatosa, you're next on the Wendy's Big Show with Gary Ellerson and me, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. What's up, Chip?
Hey, don't hang up on me too fast, guys.
I won't. Go ahead. We got about 3 minutes left here.
Okay. I'm going to spit this out. So this is exactly what I was telling y'all last week. This is why Aaron Rodgers should not be MVP. More or less, Aaron Jones should be the MVP of this team, not Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers, who played 17 games in a year, now he threw for four games, only four, for more than 300 yards. That's not enough. I'm sorry. That's not enough. I'm sorry. Why did Aaron Jones only get the ball 12 times handed off to him? I'm sorry. As the game went on, why couldn't Aaron Rodgers figure out the defense? Or why not hand the ball off more so you could set up some play action to get your receivers open if you're missing your wide open receivers? And I'm sorry. They lost the game. The 49ers tried to lose the game. And it falls down on Aaron Rodgers, because if Aaron Rodgers would have threw the game-winning touchdown, everybody right now would be talking about how he's the greatest quarterback, he's the MVP, he's this, he's that. But whenever they lose, it's everyone else's fault. Aaron Rodgers just ain't that dude in the playoffs. It's that simple. Simple.
All right, Chip. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. So he simply says he's not the same guy in the postseason as he is in the regular season. Where do you come down on that? Because I'm sure that will be a talking point in the future.
Well, that's what it feels like. I mean, just look at how he's done in the regular season. He just had not been the same guy.
Do you think they abandoned the run in the second half of that game?
You know, I couldn't tell you if that was the case. I know I tweeted out that I'm glad that they're running the football, and then everybody hit me back and goes, well, they need to throw it more. They need to stop running. What people don't understand is they have to run the football to set up the pass. If they just go out and start throwing it and never show them the formation, the passing game in this offense just doesn't work.
You know, the other thing, too, it was brought up earlier, and I said it last Saturday night on the Green and Gold postgame show presented by Lakeland University, that I just think that A.J. Dillon kind of screwed him up a little bit, because I really think that was part of the game plan for running the ball. Those two both in the backfield showing him stuff that they hadn't seen on film, them being San Francisco. Right. And they had more to come. And then when he went out because he was playing special teams, kind of ruined that. And then we got to just throwing the ball all over the field. Gary, we'll do this again coming up tomorrow. Looking forward to it. Spectrum News 1 tonight, you and Leroy Butler. Mm-hmm. And you get to break down a play, right? Do you know what play you're breaking down?
Maybe Leroy picked it for me.
Oh, that could be. Well, it'd be a nice surprise, though.
So we'll see.
I mean, a surprise. Yeah. Spectrum News for one tonight. Dennis Krause, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler. We'll talk to you tomorrow, Wendy's Big Show. Have a good one. Toodles.
All right. Talk to you later.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.